We're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, Chapter 1, Item 1. You can ask the questions at Kabla.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So, Talmud Esra Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, Chapter 1, Item 1. Explains the four Bechinot in the Aviyut, which are the four Kelim and their root. Item 1, there is Atzmut, essence, and Kelim. Ein Sof expanded first as Kelim. After that, the lights clothed them, being the Atzmut, the essence. All the worlds have Atzmut, essence, and Kelim. First expanded the Ein Sof as 10 Sefirot de Atzilut, as Kelim. That is because Hitpashtut, expansion, indicates a greater Hitabut, coarseness of light than before. It turns out that these 10 Sefirot are 10 Kelim that were created by the expansion of Ein Sof itself, except now the light became coarser and Kelim were made through the Hitpashtut, expansion. After this expansion, by which 10 Kelim were made, the essence of Ein Sof was clothed inside them. This is the meaning of Atzmut, essence, and Kelim. Again, all the worlds have essence and Kelim. First expanded the Ein Sof as 10 Sefirot de Atzilut, as Kelim. That is because the expansion indicates a greater coarseness of the light than before. It turns out that these 10 Sefirot are 10 Kelim that were created by the Hitpashtut, by the expansion of Ein Sof itself, except now the light became coarser and Kelim were made through the expansion. After this expansion, by which 10 Kelim were made, the essence of Ein Sof was clothed inside them. This is the meaning of essence and Kelim. Inner light. Item 1 relates to the worlds in all the worlds. There are five worlds called Adam, Kadmon, Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah. The world Olam comes from the world He'alem, concealment, because each time the light of Ein Sof becomes more hidden in them, as the Ari will explain henceforth.
Meaning all the worlds are, all in all, the concealment of Ein Sof. Well, let's say, I don't know how to describe it. What system can we describe where the light diminishes 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%, and 100%? This is the matter of the five worlds. The same system, however, it diminishes itself in its intensity by 20%, the world of Ak, 20% more Atzilut, 20% more Bri'ah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah accordingly. And there is no light. Rather, what's there is a little illumination called Ner Dakik, thin candle, which is what is felt as our world, so that there will be the possibility of existence, about which there is no restriction. You can run after it, desire to receive in order to receive. It's also not quite as available. Nevertheless, there's kind of a satisfaction that like providing. It's like for an ill person discovering his disease, or like discover a wound. So all the worlds are the same world of Ein Sof according to its structure. However, when the light diminished in it due to the lack of equivalence of form between the light and the system itself and the desire, then we are also calling in such way the parts in different words, a Gilgalt Absag Mabon, if it is in Ak, Atika Hanpina Benimanzon, in Atzilut. Why? Because the light in Ak exists there according to the law of Tzimtzum Aleph. The light of the worlds of Bia exist according to the law of Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Hence the names are different, because the style of work is different. There everything comes from Malchut, from that is connected with Bina. Hence the names are different. However, it is the same system, Keter Chochma Bina Ziran Pin Malchut, that to the extent of her adhesion with the upper light, accordingly we determine each time the degree. Yes.
Adam 2 relates the word essence.
Well, you have no Bet, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, only Vav. Vav, it's here. In the secret of the 10th Sefirot of Atzilut and Kelim. Yes? Or I don't see one. What?
Meaning unattainable. It is called Ein Sof to indicate that the Sefirah of Malchut HaMesayemet that stops all the degrees does not put a stop and cessation here on the upper light. Quite the contrary, it is in here that the bestowal of the light begins again. Item 6 relates the word Ein Sof in the meaning of Ten Sefirot de Atzilut, meaning unattainable. It is called Ein Sof to indicate that the Sefirah of Malchut HaMesayemet, the ending Malchut that stops all the degrees, does not put a stop and cessation here on the upper light. Quite the contrary, it is in here that the bestowal of the light begins.
And if she has no limit, we cannot perceive, we cannot feel. There is no limit. So every place, every direction, every discernment, whatever it will be, there's no definition, no limitations. Hence, we have no grasp in it. That's our problem. Also, in our dimension, as we are speaking of distances or phenomena, we cannot locate boundaries in them, so we cannot control it, because our whole sensation of existence is when something sees due to the lack. We exist and perceive and understand, and not due to the limitless, like in bestowal. Yes, Gilad.
Can I ask again about something which concerns the workshop?
Well, yeah.
There's something about the workshop that gives you a lack of wholeness. Also from scrutinies and discussions, there is no clear answer to the questions you're asking. Rather, the questions raise and more questions, and it becomes more evident that there is no answer to your questions before we attain them.
So, was it wholeness due to the lack of wholeness?
Exactly. So, it relates to what you said earlier in Tess. So, the question is, in the study, we tend to fulfill ourselves. So,
no, the attitude, like in the workshop, the attitude between us, the connection, the preparation, this is what I was meaning.
Meaning not to look for deficiencies as we do in a workshop?
In the workshop you don't look for deficiencies, you're looking for wholeness, to be, to reveal. When are you lacking, where are you looking for deficiencies? When are we doing it?
We're not looking for it, but there is this feeling, perhaps it's just my feeling, that from the answer was there are so many different angles that there is no one answer, rather there is a more scrutinized deficiency.
Hence, should we do an effort for Chibur, then it will be disclosed where to bring all those things, from slightly higher to what we usually study and speaking. By that, look, it doesn't matter to me that in the workshop you will come to a result. What's important here is the exertion. that everyone bonded and connects and wanting to find, searching, completing one another, going through inner states. This is a time of exertion. And this is what is important. And the fact he didn't get to it, it really doesn't... Besides, you see by the questions that there is something you didn't think about prior. That indeed there is a connection between one and the other. That evokes some appetite to those things. And the fact that usually we don't know the answer. Well, first of all, I can answer. It doesn't matter. You will forget it. There's no problem to say whatever you want. If the Kli isn't ready, it won't absorb. However, by you engaging in it, you are preparing yourself. And this is good. It's possible, I was thinking that maybe the following day, not at the very same time, the next day, if questions remain, but like, true questions after the workshop. Questions meaning that the person is still in the same kelim. Then we can ask and scrutinize. Because if he's not in the same kelim, it is just written in the paper. Then he doesn't even understand what he asked, what he was writing, and also my answer he wouldn't understand. So, if you are leaving the state, you're no longer... You can't be in it. You can't feel it.
The question is, well, first of all, this is an excellent situation after the workshop, and also during the workshop there's a new scrutinized deficiency that comes out from the friends and your question.
But I'm trying to do it so that it would be on the boundaries, on the edge, not disconnected from reality. Say, how many times are we talking about the fact that in a group everything occurs and we attain everything? And this is what I emphasized yesterday, more practically.
The question is, let's say there's a workshop once or twice a week. How can we have something like this before every lesson? Because it gives a different meaning to the lesson. Doesn't matter if it's Zohar or Chess. It gives a different meaning to the light that comes next.
I don't know. Maybe... What? Should we sit like in a workshop? Rabbi Shimon's friends? That also will not last for long. It's clear, yes, that there has to be inner work here. I don't have anything further to offer. You received all this. Well, a bit more maybe. You know, like something juicy here and there that I can ask to shake in a bit the friends in the workshop by doing so. But I don't have any more. There's no more to it. Simply, this is as a ox to the burden and a donkey to the load. We are pushing with more tension, more pressure. But all in all, there's no great renewals here. And it won't be revealed. The truth is that the Torah was also written for all the degrees. You will understand it in each degree through in a different manner. However, it seems the same. Everything depends on your degree of sensitivity towards the words, to the same things you're listening to. You'll hear it differently, however, it would be the same. Hence, I'm saying that what you have received thus far, basically you receive the whole system. And to realize it, well, it depends on the chibur, on the connection. Yes.
To continue, Gilad, first of all, the workshop. Yesterday's workshop was very unique. It was unique because now when we come to tests, you even ended the workshop yesterday by saying, whoever wants to think, he can think about what is Ibu and Nikamuchin with respect to the connection with the friends. Now, if we're studying tests, if I asked you such a question in tests, most chances were that you would tell me that we're talking about tests now and not connection about the friends.
Yes, possibly.
And what I felt during the workshop is that we're making us try real hard delving into our feelings and bring us the language of tests, such a mathematical kind of language.
Yes, but I want you to pass this language to the world of your emotions, meaning for you to feel, Ibu, what is Ibu? This is how I relate to the friends, and they're relating to me, and we have such and such relations between us, and such emotions, and then I feel myself as an ubar, a fetus, an embryo.
And Yenika.
And Yenika also. However, Yenika, you're already in scrutinies with them. In Ibu, you have no scrutinies. Ibu is as steel. You have no scrutinies. You're annulling yourself and growing in the environment. It's a great work with great scrutinies. However, scrutinies in order to annul oneself only. Yenika is when you already begin to give and take. And when to do and when not to do in with times. Nibu, there are no times. You're constantly connected through the tube. And in Yenika, sucking, you already ascend to the group and descend from it. Ascend and descend because you constantly work with your desire. You cannot be in Yenika, suckling all the time. So you have ascend and then descend. You must go through it. You constantly acquire a new desire. And then you ascend once more up to the Chazeh. And then once you reveal in the society, not only, not just a place where you can be integrated there, rather, you receive from there as a chassadim, meaning you are already working on receiving the light that brings you the quality of bestowal. It's scrutinized. And gadlut, it's adulthood, it's in reciprocal manner with the desires and everything. But this is in each and every degree. These are difficult things. I didn't ask difficult things. Rather, just like that, to for the imagination, to work in it a bit. And the main thing, again, is to see in the relationships between us, and gradually to reveal the system of all the worlds. So that if you are taking 10 people or 10 billion people, doesn't matter, and you are wearing glasses of bestowal, suddenly you see between them, you know, like these, like rentgen, x-ray. Then you see how they're interconnected, like cells in our body. And then you discover the system. That's it. When you have no other place, how shall I put it? No other situation, say, or something, where you reveal the system of the worlds and itself and everything. It is only in the relationship between us. However, you have other glasses of bestowal, then you no longer see us in a physical manner, in the active manner, physically. Well, you see faces, you see characters in this whole world. However, you see internality, where each and everyone is activated by, that each and everyone is acting, and also you see how each and everyone work in his share through the Creator and the system that activate him, and his share that he identified with this activation. And the percentages, to what extent you see them identifying with their activation and acting by themselves, determines your degree, to what extent you see the system as more corrected. until the end of correction, seemingly. I don't know. That I do not know, but seemingly so. In the same system, most definitely, everything care only in it, and also the end of correction. What happens later on, I don't know. But again, the emphasis is on we having nowhere to run away to. That the same miserable humanity who exists on the earth, in the connection among it, between one another, yes, everyone, by that it reveals the upper world till the world of Ein Sof. That's it. And what we do not see, this big part seemingly, are teachers that disappeared, etc., that is something we discover within the system. It doesn't matter. You discover some of it as exists in such way and such way, and you reveal the whole system. Well, never mind. Better not say.
I wanted to say this. I wanted to ask how during tests, well, in yesterday's workshop, you spoke part of the time like Tess, but we were able to add an emotion to it through our efforts. And we know that every lesson we have an hour of Tess.
I disagree with it. No. This is the page I spoke with. See, I prepare myself. I don't just like that.
I will remind you, you said that there are 625 desires. You gave explanations in between the questions. You said that there are 625 degrees, and the masach, the aviut, and reflected light. We had a question about that, and the buri nikamuchin. There were many parts where you gave us such discernments.
You're right. Next.
So I'm asking this. When we come to tests, can we be in a situation that although we hear those words from Baal HaSulam and you explain them, it can be either like rocks for us and we fall asleep, or even worse, that we just read superficially and whoever understands it can arrange things mechanically, but we don't think about the connection between us. So how can we, specifically during tests when we have an hour of it, to turn it into a workshop?
We are now specifically studying the third part. As Baal HaSulam, look what he did. He explained to you all the kli, light and vessel. Tzimtzum, restriction. Masach, screen. Or yashar and or chozer, direct light and reflected light. O pnimi and o mekif, inner light and surrounding light. So after he explained those things to you, immediately he comes along with you to the structure of the world of Atzilut. And all kind of things there. How come? Why did he put this third part after the second part? He should have put it prior to eighth part when he speak there about the whole world of Atzilut. So why did he do it in such way? Because he want to bring you to the right side, the right observation, for you to see, observe all these worlds in a systematic manner. For you to, well, you remember how he say there, the clothing of the great priest, east, west, north, south, up, down, all kind of such things. Heat, humid, dry, cold, all kind of such things, right? He confuses us as if it has nothing to do with it. How come he put it here? Well, out of all the writings of Dari, he chose such sentences, such verses. So we need to understand, yes, that all that a person who is on such degree of attainment, all that he writes is due to his understand, feeling and mind. It's like he, I don't know who writes verses, beasts like us who do not understand. It's as if you're playing Beethoven to a cat. It's truly like that. Much worse, actually. Therefore, we need to first and foremost justify him, that our mind doesn't even grasp what he did. But he has his deep intention there, as high as his degrees, much more than mine. So if he did so, we can maybe say, why is it so? Because he wants to show you that this world and the spiritual world are one of the same. That the difference is how you seeing it. That in general, beside the world of Ein Sof, there is nothing. How do you imagine the world of Ein Sof? This is considered your world. That if it wasn't due to the person who revealed, then apart from the world of Ein Sof, there is nothing. That's it. Rather, everything occurs within the person who discovers, who reveals. The moment you are not, say, in contact with spirituality, well, it doesn't exist. Well, nothing. The whole world of Abiyah and all that's in it doesn't exist. Only the moment you awaken to connect to Ein Sof, then between you there is a system of the worlds of concealment. If you're not connecting, you have no desire, you have no direction, there are no worlds. You see? Because all this concealment immediately is spread before you in your vessels. Before you, meaning before your malchut. And to that sensation is... We need to come to that sensation. Otherwise, you'll have only theoretical studying. And it isn't simple. I know that resistance to it, and also for myself, that I didn't want to connect this world, what is this, this rubbish around here, what's throughout the world, to spirituality. And to see in this world spirituality, the connection between people, and because that necessitates, that obligates. Then here I need to engage in all these diapers, all this filth. I need to work in it. I need to look at the other with love. I need to dedicate my power to caring for the world. You know, it's like it completely drops me from the spiritual height that I dream about. Where is it? The resistance is great. It's a great resistance. However, specifically, it poses a challenge that forcefully, like, it's not the fear of heaven, it's not in the heavens, rather here, down in the earth. Alright? This is a very important point. I'm willing to, if it's not clear, I'm willing to try and explain it more. Yes?
Another question? Can we summarize or say that the effort to transform,
to connect to languages, this is more correctly said. There's no translation here. If I'm saying about certain relationship between emotional and a relationship between someone and I can only explain it in the manners of the broken Kelim, Shemot, Patsufim, Sfirot, Patsufim, etc. I don't feel it, but I can do it.
The effort to connect two languages together, this is the effort that draws the light that reforms?
Any effort towards correction attracts the light that reforms. So, there's no problem in that. The problem is that the fact that I want to see spiritual phenomena within society, the current society that aims me correctly, that awakens me, that necessitates me or forces me to see them as spiritual parts, as a system between us, a spiritual system that requires correction. A relationship between us requires correction. And that poses me in a straight manner, fashion to the spiritual action that is what I understand now occur between the friends and I. And it's not that I study theoretically some tasks or big honorable books there that no one understanding and do not want to connect it with the connection between my friends. So, who are they and what am I? Everyone's like, no. If we are correcting the connection between us, what we're reading TAS is revealed between us, the system of connection. Okay. No.
About the text, can I ask questions?
Okay.
Item 6 ends with, there begins the bestowal of the light. Quite the contrary.
Quite the contrary. Item 6. It is here that bestowal of the awe begins.
So the friends from Jerusalem are asking, what, the light didn't bestow till now? What does it mean that it begins now?
Item 6. Ends of as Kelim. Yes? Okay. Meaning, unattainable. It is called Ein Sof, to indicate that the sphere of Malchut, I'm a same that concludes and stops all the degrees, does not put a stop and cessation here on the Or Elyon, upper light. Quite the contrary. What happens with Malchut? In it, here is that the bestowal of the Or of the light begins. So what's the question?
What does it mean that the bestowal of the light begins now? It didn't bestow till now?
Begins in Malchut. Malchut avor yashar keter avor chozer. Of course, Malchut makes restriction and begins to do in her desire initiated actions towards the Creator. Yes?
Before there were many questions from the world Kli about the reason. They tried to understand what is the component that causes the light to disappear in between the worlds.
I don't understand where they took it from. What is the diminishment of the light between the worlds? Between each and every degree, there is a cessation. Because each and every new degree is in a new quality, in a new world, in a new frequency. Let's put it this way. If your frequency is in the radio, you're familiar with it. You have one station, radio station. If it's like proper, how should I put it, defined frequencies, then how am I moving to the next frequency? There is a cessation. Here, so I work with 1,000 hertz, here 900 hertz, and here is 800 hertz. Let's say, yes? Well, here it doesn't quite happen because there's a certain reason. But as a matter of fact, so I'm either working this or that or that. This is how it is in spirituality. You have 10 vessels, a whole package, that are all working according to a specific Hashimo. And other Kelim in their own Hashimo, and other Kelim in other Hashimo. So they're all in a certain mingling between the 10, in a certain aviyut, and in a certain manner, none resemble its friend. Hence, there's no connection between them. So that means that although we are saying that they come to adhesion, integration, connection, like water drops, and one heart, each and every one remain like in the sack of nuts. Yes, nuts. So everyone is like a nut. Yes? And that's it. Hence there is a cessation between one and the other. Not only a cessation, it also there is a certain external clothing here over that nut that seemingly wants to remove itself from the others, that it wants to segregate. Hence, between the degrees, there is also a cessation, because each and every degree is in a completely different quality. It's Chochmah and Bina, even within a degree. What's the difference? This receive, this bestow, this one way, the other. So in the fifth part, we studied specifically. The differences are vast between the degrees, between the states, changes. All right? Yes, Glizain.
What you said about us, to feel it, why don't we do the same thing in Zohar? Because in tests, through the words, I'm looking for connection, I'm looking for Bisol, and it is even revealed to me. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, but I'm inspired. In Zohar, we do the opposite. The main thing is the intention is to bond, and then I hear nothing. In all these years we've been reading Zohar, I just hear sounds, but I don't hear anything.
Where in the Zohar you don't hear impression?
When we used to read Zohar once, as Ten Sefirot, I saw connection, I saw bestowal, I was very inspired.
What bestowal and connection? What, the angels going up and down?
Yes, all of a sudden, now we're talking about connection. This was before, now we have nothing of it.
Now you need to come to the Zohar that speaks only about the Chibur. To start with, before you even open the book.
Exactly so. If this is how I come to the lesson to start with, then I stop listening. But if I'm focused on the content, then it brings me back to the thought about connection. And if I just come with an intention, then I'm thrown out.
That's good. That's a point of truth. This is what you have, that you don't have intention. If you're receiving this reminder by the studying, then as if you are in it. And if not, not. Well, that's wrong. You need to come to the lesson burning that now you're about to receive a remedy, dialysis. You know how one receives? Try not to come to treatment. What will happen with you? God forbid, yes? Without kidneys. How would you feel?
Okay, but...
No, it's not okay. This is how we need to come to the lesson. So you won't say that I read Tas and all of a sudden I began to feel this and that every now and then. That's not good. Your intention must precede the deed. Listen. The intention must precede the deed. Studying is a deed. What are you coming to study for? That must proceed.
But then everything disappears.
Hence I said that this is the point of truth. That now you see that you don't have intentions. If it comes due to the studying, some intellectual connection here and there, and you awaken, well, it's not yours. Let's continue a little bit.
Inner Light, item 7, relates the words Hitpashtut. Item 7. Hitpashtut, expansion, indicates the coarseness of the light more than it was in the emanator. Otherwise, how would that light cease to be an emanator and merit the name, the expansion of the light from it outwardly? This issue of hitabut, coarseness, is the meaning of the disparity of form that the light acquires because it becomes an emanated. Again, item 7. The expansion indicates the coarseness of the light more than it was in the emanator. Otherwise, how would that light cease to be an emanator and merit the name expansion of the light from it outwardly? The issue of that hitabut coarseness is the meaning of the disparity of form that the light acquires because it becomes an emanated.
Meaning, to the extent that our kli become more and more coarse, its oppositeness to the light become clearer. The light have room to reveal. And before us, and to us, it seems as the expansion of the light, yes? Meaning, expand, it's broadened, it shines more than prior, than before. Because the kli that is in all kind of opposite forms to the light is revealed. What?
It's not clear. It seems opposite. If the will to receive grows, the intention for oneself grows.
Tell me,
what
please.
Is it an expansion?
If the clear is precisely like the light, to start with, the light is seen or not?
No.
No. Okay, why?
Because you're in it, you don't feel it.
When do you see? When there's a difference. So what are you asking about? Like in any electronic diagram, if there are a resistance, resistor, coils, all kind of elements, then accordingly you discover the phenomena called light. You have to reveal it in something. Otherwise you are not identifying it. Now we are in the world of Ein Sof. Where is the world of Ein Sof? At least the world of Atzilut. All right, come on. Let it reveal. Well, put some aviut in it. That is in equivalence of form, and aviut, coarseness, that is suitable for the revelation. You are now in a dimension that has everything, simply everything. However, you need to insert into it now your system, into that field, to insert your system, and then according to your adaptation to the system, so that there will be aviut, coarseness, and zakut, purity, at the same time, then in the system you will discover a result, like an induction in under the influence of the field on your system. You will discover within the field, within the system, a phenomenon called light. So in that system, I need, say, 10 friends. I need to have between us a certain degree of aviut, aviut between us, frictions, collision, etc., etc., and also to have an agreement on top of this aviut. Then under this condition, I perceive the field within the system. The system becomes a receptacle vessel for the same field. Well, at least you learned physics at school. I don't know. This is something simple. Help me finding... we need to find such more even simpler examples if we're talking about education for the public. I don't have simple examples, but this is a very clear example when you have electronic system.
It's like fusing lamp, heating lamp.
No, no, I'd like it to be like a magnet, electromagnetic field. That's more suitable because we don't see, we don't discover that field. And when you are putting into it, say, some instrument, then the instrument perceives that field according to the equivalence of form. And then we see that we came to equivalence of form and that we are within the field. So I need to find the most simple such example for the masses to understand.
Men and women.
Yes, yes. Specifically you understand that. One in the field of the other. Well.
The confusing thing here is that when we're talking about coarseness and the worlds as well, then we're talking about the diminishment of the light in between the worlds. So seemingly, the more the expansion grows and the disparity is greater, we say that there's a diminishment of the light, and we say that it enables the revelation of the light. But the expansion is the diminishment of the light. This is the inversion here.
That is correct. To the extent that we are opposing or opposite the light we discover is, well, it's one thing and it's opposite. I'll find the word soon. There is no change in the light, meaning if I receive, it's a law we always get stuck with, either I am above or I am below. You know, telespat, the law of the block. If I want to lift something, I want to lift, then there's a certain power that I need to activate, right? Right. So I'm incapable of doing it. What am I doing? Take a pulley. All right, so use a pulley. So what am I doing? I'm using it in such way I'm doing it, yeah? And I can do even like that, even several times. And then I'm losing in distance, yes, but I gain in power. So we have such a... How? Like a car jack or in bicycles.
This is how you lift smaller boats.
The winch. Alright, winch. Alright, that's the one. Yeah, okay, so I'm pulling. It rolls and rolls and rolls. Maybe I did 50 meters. It only rolls a meter. But I lifted a ton. Alright, it's the same. Where I'm losing in distance, there I gain in power. Yes? Alright, that's known. So accordingly here. In the worlds. Hence he writes in several places that do not underestimate the revelations on the small degrees. It's how you call it? That from Zion the Torah will come out from the exits. Okay, it says watch it, watch the poor guys because the Torah will come out of them because they actually have a big kelim, meaning this darkness we are discovering. There's a great light in it. And specifically, the end of correction is when we discover those two ends together. What I have down here and what's up there. What is up there. You will see to what extent all these rules connect together and they really bring pleasure and wholeness. Let's continue.
Item 9 relates to the words when the light was coarser. That teaches us that the kelim are the consequences of the light itself. That is because as the light expands to the emanated, it descends by four bechinot chobzon. In the end, it generates the will to receive in the emanated, and it is this desire that is the Bechina Daled, which is the essence of the Kli of the emanated. It is the Aviut that the light acquired during its expansion. However, the three first Bechinot are but causes for Bechina Daled to appear. The inevitability and the order of these four Bechinot was explained in previous parts, and it is not the place to elaborate. Again, item 9. That teaches us that the kelim are the consequences of the light itself. That is because as the light expands to the emanated, it descends by four bechinot chubzon. In the end, it generates the will to receive in the emanated, and it is this desire that is bechinat daled, which is the essence of the kli of the emanated.
There's a question here. What does it mean, the light? Does the vessels? Light created the kli once. Existence from absence. That's it. How come you're saying that every day, every moment renew the action of creation, the expansion of the light and its departure make the vessel worthy of its role? Meaning we have desires that are constantly formulating from that helic material, this rudimental material. That every time the more the lights come and depart, the vessels become more and more glorified. And this is what we are talking about. Clear? Meaning that we need to do something from the first material, out of the first material. So the more the lights work on it through entrance and departure, by that the kli become more and more, qualified, of a higher degree. Alright, so like in the computer, in the light there's a simple act, entry and exit, plus and minus, yes, no. It works only according to tact, pulse. Tak, 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 tak. A number of pulses dictates the depth of the light within the matter. The difference between one matter and another matter, in which, say, here the light worked 20 times and the other 50 times, the difference between them creates a new quality. Here this is a vessel of 50 pulses and here is a vessel of 20 pulses. This is quantity. The quantity that connects between them become, what's connecting between them become quality. This is truly so because we see it from technology. How all our matter was created, and we too also at the end of the day plus and minus from the atom and like positron electron, but see what combinations, what connections are there among them, between them, and eventually you come to systems of the mind systems and things that are. Well, it's all by plus and minus alone. But the relationships between them, as it begins to occur, and the relationship between the relationships, meaning that system is plus 20 and the other system is plus 50. Third system, plus, say, 45. And in the connectivity between them, each and everyone begets more and more qualities and more qualities and more qualities. The main thing is the connectivity. All the vessels come from the connectivity, from the connection. Do you hear, Glizan? That's it, from the connection, incorporation. Hence, the light of the work of the light on the matter, it's like tick-tack, tick-tack, in such manner. However, by the inclusion, integration, all this richness, or this great selection, this abundance of discernments and states comes.
Aren 9 in the line Kli of the Netzal. It is a view that the light acquired during its expansion. However, the three first Bechinot are but causes for Bechinat Daled to appear. Adam 10 relates the world to the words, the essence of Ein Sof clothes them. Hitlapshut clothing is like concealment. That is because the clothes hide the one who wears them. Yet it is done because that person's desire to be seen. Without the correction of this concealment, it is impossible for it to become revealed. For that reason, it hides itself in it and shows itself through it. Such a correction is always called malbush clothing or levush. Thus, the levush clothing is used for two things, concealment and revelation. It is the same with our matter, because it is impossible to attain the light in the low ones without a kli. Hence, the light becomes clothed in a kli, so that the tachton, the low one, may attain it by the kli it is clothed in, and examine it closely. Again. Hitlapshut, clothing, is like concealment. That is because the clothes hide the one who wears them. Yet it is done because of that person's desire to be seen. Without the correction of this concealment, it is impossible for it to become revealed. For that reason, it hides itself in it and shows itself through it. Such a correction is always called malbush or levush, clothing. Thus, the levush is used for two things, concealment and revelation. It is the same with our matter, because it is impossible to attain the light in the low ones without a kli. Hence, the light becomes clothed in a kli, so that the lower one, the tachton, may attain it by that kli it is clothed in, and examine it closely.
Alright, so who can explain it? The low one can attain the upper one by clothing, by being clothed, doing clothing over the kli. No?
I have a question, basically. Okay, so also an answer. If we said that there is no change in the light, so it turns out that these are... as much as it divides itself, it calls one part a clothing, another part he calls himself. makes all kind of processes in it. He has discernments of how the light expands in him, and he learns something about the light.
You asked or you answered? I didn't quite get it.
It was an answer, but now I have a question.
No, give Amikam. He know how to do it better than you. You confused us. He...
This is why I'm missing item 4.
Yes, yes. Item 4, you're lacking on your forehead. That's... Yes.
We know that there is no light without a kli. But in order to reach a state of a kli, we need some action in between the light and between the coarseness of the light until the kli is created. And there's also some kind of split, which is the clothing. And there's a split here because that clothing is both for concealment and revelation. So this is the concealment. If we're talking about concealment worlds, this is the clothing.
All right. Fine. Same style as you writing letters to me. I told you, try and write in 2-3 lines. That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4 maximum. That's it. And for it to be clear and defined, each sentence, short. If it's not there, think about it for another week until you will have it truly clear. Yes, Sink.
Closes meaning that there's an equivalence of form. This is what it means to clothe.
Clothing when there's external equivalence of form. Meaning according to the qualities of the upper part Suf that present itself to the low one. The low one is capable of reaching the same qualities, and then it clothed the upper one. Yes.
That was the answer, actually.
But that's not adhesion, that's clothing. There's a further inner identification than adhesion.
Your question, well, you can ask, can you ask again?
What I asked?
Yeah.
What did I ask? Not really.
About the clothing. What is clothing?
Clothing is when I am trying to adhere to the upper one with all my might and power, all that I have, but I'm incapable of doing it other than in the external manner. It is like a child who's looking at you, you're doing, say, a certain action, say you're fixing the computer. Yes. You enter there with a welding, soldering things with the lead and all that, and he doesn't understand anything of what you're doing. But he takes something that he has, and accordingly is looking at you and is spinning something as if, and you have a sensation that by that is completely like you. However, you identify that it's not quite it. So this is called, considered that he's clothing you.
In adhesion?
He resembles you in external manner to the extent that he can. And adhesion, it's when he already understands your intentions, not the external deeds. And he's trying to be in it, truly in it. It's also adhesion, but this is external, not internal, not external. And also in that, there are degrees. Meaning this is already ruach in ruach, as we call it.
And to connect it to connection, to bonding.
So external.
The connection between us.
Chibur could be in all those things that are talking about chibur. Contact, even external, in external, most external fashion. Nevertheless, that's already something. The first degree we need to come to is truly we as if not doing any chibur, to come to some neutral form with one another and to some extent touch one another without hatred. That's already give us the light of chasadim, illumination. And we must finish. Well, quickly.
So what is the reflected light? Is it clothing or adhesion?
Clothing.
And now let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but let's sing a song together first.
ביחס שלי אני המכריע במקום לקבל רוצה להשביע תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג תמונת הבינה אלינו תשיב זה השפעה כמוך נגיד אז אין לנו כל